Heath, how does it feel to be known as the skipper of the Bill Cole Cup champions in the Perth Spirit for 2016?
It's an excellent feeling. Yeah, we're really excited to get to take the trophy back over to Perth for our fans over there.
It's fantastic to see some personal success for you, man, because you've really done the grind, maybe from country Queensland through to the Melbourne Rebels, through the Reds, of course, and also now at the Force for a couple of years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was talking to a few of our younger guys earlier today. I've been lucky enough to be a part of a few grand final teams, but I haven't been part of one for nearly a decade now. So it's good to have a good win and for our young guys to get a good taste for it going forward.
The tournament was not a massively successful tournament from the point of view. You finished third on the table, but you're able to sort of overcome that travel and get the job done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it was successful enough from our point of view. I mean, we had a few ups and downs through the season, but obviously once we get to finals football, all the bets are off. Everyone's got a clean slate there, so we were pretty happy to come home and have a win.
Well, now the challenge now is to turn that form from the Perth Spirit into the Western Force. Of course, the season starts in the third week of February next year, and that's something now where the winds have got to keep coming because, of course, you've had some heartbreaking losses down through the years, but consistency and consistent winning, there's now pressure on the team. All this sort of the RU coming in and taking the place over and scrubbing it and all this sort of stuff, but it's really in the hands of the players for 2017, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this bodes well for us with the young guys that we've had here that we've contracted and that we're bringing over for our pre-season. They're going to be really excited. They're going to have this feeling of success freshly in their mind as they start through this pre-season. That'll be infectious for our whole group. So, obviously some of those other things are out of our control, but we can control how we play and what the performances we can put in from the weekend, how we prepare for this next comp. So, we're pretty excited going forward.
Yeah, it's sad you've lost Cole Godwin, who's a local, but you're replacing him with Robbie Coleman. But how do you see on the ground there, being part of the club as well, the scene in rugby there in regards to Western Australia? It's been a success, and we've just got to be really, really patient for the wins to come, even though the Force have been around for over 10 years. And it's just one of those things where we're seeing kids come out of the local scheme and being part of the Force. And the Spirit is going to be that thing over the next 10 years. It's going to help them develop into Super Rugby players.
Yeah, I mean, you look at our Future Force program, guys like Richard Hardwick, he's a perfect example of another kid who's come through the program over there, and he's going to be a great rugby player. He's a great rugby player, and he's going to have a lot of success for us with the Force, hopefully. There's any number of other young kids as well who are coming through who are going to be pushing for spots in our full Force program, but in our starting 15 next year. So I think the future's looking good over there.
Yeah, Dave Vessels, of course, is the new coach. Now, how do you see him, even though Dwayne has taken you as the Spirit? And it's one of those things, you've got no lack of fans over there with the Sea of Blue and the whole Force and the like who want to jump in behind this team.
I think Dave's doing an excellent job with us already. Obviously, him and Dwayne have worked hard together. Like, he's helped Dwayne through this program. But I mean, going forward after this, Dave's obviously a guy who knows our strengths and our weaknesses very well, because he's been involved with us for some time. So he's a guy that he knows where some of our gaps are, where we need to improve, and he's going to make sure that we improve there.
And finally, of course, seeing as you're the captain of the Spirit, you'd want to take the Force captaincy over, or are we going to hand that over to Matty Hodgson, considering that he's just re-signed for 15th year?
The old Bull Hodge, it's happy. We're happy that he's re-signed. I think he's put it up for an auction or something like that. But I'll just be happy to play any role that I can with the team over there. And as a senior player, if that means me taking on a little bit more of a leadership role, I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Heath, warmest congratulations. Of course, that was Heath Tessman, the captain of the Perth Spirit, that has won this year's Bill Cole Cup.